This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Chris Brown will be on the call Sunday at 1 on WGR as the Bills take on the Carolina Panthers. And Chris is with us live this morning on WBEN. Chris, I've been saying this week, I expect a smackdown by the Bills this weekend. I mean, you're around the team. How anxious are they to play after two losses?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a complete read on everything in terms of how they're going to perform Sunday. But, you know, you have to believe that sitting on the bye week with a two-game losing streak, not to mention looking up at the New England Patriots in the division, did not sit well with them. I can say that, you know, when they came back into the building, they did have an extra practice on Monday. It was 1 hour of strict fundamentals in pads, you know, tackling, pass protection, getting off blocks, all those kinds of fundamentals that Coach McDermott drills home. And I will just say that with my office being right off of the field house, I could hear everything that was going on. It was a very spirited practice, coaches shouting, players, you know, directing one another. It was lit up, let's just say. So hopefully that carries through to the weekend.
I mean, how different should we expect the team to look coming out of the bye week? I mean, does it year to year, do we get that much of a different jump, a different look out of a team with that extra week?
Well, I think that when you're a very accomplished and high scoring offense like the Bills, you don't have to have wholesale changes. I think you self scout, you find out if there are any tendencies to plays you run out of certain formations, plays you run on certain down and distance in terms of percentages, and then you try to work different plays off of that. So while the opponent is expecting what you've run, for example, 65% of the time on second and five in this formation, you give the exact same look, but you run something different. And I think that's the advantage that the bye week provides you, because it gives coaches the opportunity to examine what they've done through the first six games and then come up with different variations off of that to get more production offensively in this case. But defense can apply the same too with certain pre-snap looks and disguises. So hopefully those are some of the subtle changes you will see, but I think subtle is the way to describe it, not extreme.
We really don't know who is starting a quarterback for the Panthers, right? Bryce Young seemed to be injured this week. Andy Dalton, we all know him. He is their backup. Who do you think the Bills should be getting ready for?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of gamesmanship by Carolina head coach Dave Canales just having Bryce Young out there at practice. He was riding a stationary bike. He's not participating in practice. He's missed each of the last 2 days. It's been reported to be a high ankle sprain. That can usually be a 2 to 4 week injury. Severe cases, 4 to 6 week injury. So I think it's unlikely that Bryce Young plays. Naturally, you have to do all the necessary preparation, which is what Dave Canales is hoping. Let me give them at least the thought that Bryce Young might play, and they can waste their time preparing for him, even though I think we all know Andy Dalton's probably going to play.
Well, it's a game against a team that is, you know, they're kind of feeling it a little bit. Three straight wins for the Carolina Panthers. When a team gets on a run like that, and still no one's looking at the Panthers as if they're world beaters or any real threat to make a deep run or anything like that. What can that do for the psyche, though, of an underdog team going into taking on the Bills, who everyone looks at as a Super Bowl favorite?
Yeah, I mean, I think this, much like every week for the Bills, they're facing a team that looks at the Bills as a measuring stick game, a team that's trying to get back to the playoffs for the first time since, I believe, 2018. So it's been a minute since the Carolina Panthers have been relevant. Now, they've ripped off three straight wins. They have not lost at home yet. They have just as many wins as the Bills. They're 4-3. Now, some people might say, well, your three-game winning streak, you know, was against Miami, the Cowboys, who can't stop anybody, you know, and last week against the winless Jets. Well, the Bills have wins against two of those same teams. So make of that what you will. I think the big concern here is Rico Dowdle, who has exploded since he moved into the starting lineup when Chuba Hubbard went out with an injury, the running back. He's got 200 all-purpose yard games in his three starts. Now, Chuba Hubbard came back last week, and it seems like the head coach is trying to walk the line there because Hubbard is a respected veteran on the team. But Dowdle has unquestionably been better than him by a mile, and yet he has them splitting work back there. I think if Hubbard plays a decent amount, that's an advantage for Buffalo because Dowdle is a major problem, not only running the ball, but catching it out of the backfield. So that's the concern for Buffalo's defense. And then as far as, you know, what the offense has to be concerned about, it's their number eight run defense. It's strength on strength here. And we saw the Bills when they played the Patriots, who had the number two run defense in the league. The run game kind of sputtered a little bit, so it'll be a test.
Now, real quickly, Chris, no receivers have been brought in. Josh Palmer, he's week to week. Curtis Samuel has been limited. Do you think they activate Gabe Davis?
Well, Gabe Davis is still on practice squad injured, so he's not even eligible to be called up. So he's on the equivalent of the IR for practice squad. He's not healthy, so he's not an option for them. So if they feel they need to go into the game with five receivers because they might only have four if Samuel and Palmer cannot play, I would anticipate that Christian Wilkerson is the call-up from the practice squad. Had a strong training camp, a nice preseason, and does play well on special teams, which is where your fifth receiver usually spends most of his working day when he's on the active roster. So that would be my anticipation if those two receivers are down.
Well, can't wait for it Sunday. It's been a long time without our Bills. Chris, thanks so much. You can hear him on the call, down the dial, WGR, 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff from Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.